You're listening to SBS News.
It was a day steeped in pomp and ancient ceremony, now entering the modern era. Charles III was first officially announced as Britain's new monarch inside London's St. James's Palace. The proclamation was made by Richard Tilbrook, Clerk of the Privy Council.
With one voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George is now, by the death of our late sovereign of happy memory, become our only lawful and rightful liege lord, Charles III.
The clerk made his proclamation in front of a council of high-ranking officials, including prime ministers past and present.
God save the king!
God save the king!
Accompanied by his wife and queen consort Camilla and eldest son Prince William, King Charles himself then addressed the council.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world. In this purpose, I know that I shall be upheld by the affection and loyalty of the peoples whose sovereign I have been called upon to be.
This is the first proclamation since Elizabeth II became Queen in 1952. At the time, television was already around, but it was seen as out of line with the ancient flavour of the event, so no broadcasting was allowed. For Charles III, however, everything was filmed live and beamed across the world. The proclamation doesn't make him king. He acquired the title the moment his mother passed away 2 days ago. But it's a tradition dating back hundreds of years that spreads the word of the new monarch across the empire, in a time before television and internet. Crowds across London came out to enjoy and celebrate the historical moment that hadn't been seen in 70 years. Train driver Jim Russell was among those members of the public who came to witness history.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, I think. You know, I always thought she'd live forever, the Queen, but, you know, you can't believe it. Still in a state of shock, to be honest with you.
Similar proclamations will happen across the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth to spread the word of the beginning of the reign of King Charles III. Julien Huyer, SBS News.